for 40 days, saying, give me a man to fight. The Israelites said, we got a brave heart, but our feet are sort of full of fright. Then a boy with a sling, a pocket full of rocks, that knew how to trust and pray, said, if you're going to run, Goliath, you might as well take off now, because I came here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm going to get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. Now that the decree had been signed by the hand of the king, Daniel still prayed to the Lord. The hungry lions pacing the den. Here comes supper, one roared. And if you'd have been standing anywhere close, you'd have heard Brother Daniel say, if you're talking about me, forget it, boys. I came in here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm going to get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came. Now, the boys wouldn't bow. The king got mad and said, turn that old furnace up. High time up. Throw them on in. The Hebrew boys are going to fry. A little while later, he looked in the furnace. He heard Brother Shadrach say, pull up a chair, boys, and warm your hand. We came in here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm going to get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. I want all the preachers to stand, every preacher. I've got a sermon, a stanza I wrote for you. On the way to Dallas in the plane. Now the preachers wouldn't bow. The state got mad and said, turn those rules up high. Time up. Put the pressure on them. Their freedom and liberty is going to die. A little while later, they looked in the churches. They heard God's prophets say, we may burn, but we'll never bend. Our God's just the same today. Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm going to get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay.
Song about heaven, a song about fellowship with our Lord. It's an old song, Beulah Land. The place where we're married to the Lord.
I've reached the land of joy divine, and all its beauty now is mine. Here shines undimmed one blissful day, for all my night has passed away. Oh, beautiful land.
Thank you. Amen. Good question. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb, saved by the grace of God, born again into the family of God?
Wonderful save.
We could just keep going with all these songs. They're that good. But we got to get moving on to everything that we've got to talk about today. And boy, will it be interesting. Let's see who's on here.
Yippee-ki-yay, Lego Masters.
Becomes a high-stakes competition.
I am super stressed out.
Now we're making reality television.
Lego Masters, all new Wednesdays or anytime.
All right, get out of there. Stinking pop-ups. Somebody sent me a different... I got to get it downloaded on this this computer, anyway. But a different browser. Anyway, well, let's see here. Brother Scott's on here. Elijah Morgan is on here. Andrea, Joe, Teresa, Jacob, Mary, Rachel, Kayla. Let's see. My wife is on here. Probably my mother, too, and probably my children listening. Let's see. Some of them, anyway. Aaron. Carl Winters, Victoria, I cannot pronounce your last name. Let's see. The Authorized Mike, who hasn't been on here very much. I don't know where he's been hiding, but he's been hiding. Colin Anderson, Stephen L., Lisa. I finally got everybody's address. And for the books, and I'll mail those out here this next week. Those books that the three people won on Wednesday. So we'll send some of those out. All three of those out to everybody. Look forward to that. You'll enjoy reading that book. That was a very good book. Called The Sympathy of Christ by Octavius Winslow. We reviewed that on Wednesday. And it was a good time. It was a blessing to be able to read some of that. The literature was very good. The preaching and teaching of that man, Octavius Winslow, was very good. And it was quite the blessing. So, praise the Lord for that. Let's see. I know you were on the last time, Mike, but before that, I haven't seen you. So, you act like you have to work a job or something to get something done. I don't know what's going on. I got that book on my Kindle, and it's wonderful. Well, good. I'm glad you do. That is a good book, and it was a blessing to read for sure. Let's see here. Well, it is Friday. It is Friday. I'm waiting for a friend of mine to send me a video if he can find it. I just don't know if he can find it. Boy, I hope he does. I hope he does. I wonder if I can get to it in here, maybe. Let's see. Man, it was a funny video. Definite Charismatics. And, you know, this video was a classic one on Charismania. It was classic. And, that's sick. Uh-oh. Uh-oh, maybe we should talk about this real quick. We kind of have to. For more of the crazy charismania stuff, we're going to get into busting Elizabeth Warren's bubble, which I quite thoroughly enjoyed. But anyway, The Attorney General issues a warning to Jim Baker. Cease and desist letter for claiming his silver solution cures the coronavirus. Jim Baker is a fraud who has spent his entire life, defrauding people in the name of Christ. It's no wonder groups like Right Wing Watch continue to look poorly upon Christianity as these charismatic frauds continue to lie, cheat, and steal from the people in order to make a buck. Charismatic Christianity is counterfeit Christianity. Jim Baker has recently issued a cease and desist letter from the New York Attorney General's office, Lisa Landau, to immediately stop making false claims that his silver solution, which he sells to support his fraudulent ministry, can cure the coronavirus. The New York State Office of Attorney General is extremely concerned by certain statements made during the February 12, 2020 screening of The Jim Baker Show. During that screening, you asked your guest, Cheryl Selman, if the silver solution sold on the show's website would be effective against the coronavirus, to which Mrs. Sherman responded, "Let's say it hasn't been tested on this strain of the coronavirus, but it's been tested on other strains of the coronavirus and has been able to eliminate it within 12 hours. All right, so they say, no, remember, this is, let's see. Remember, this is the same. Let's see. Remember, this is the same group of people, okay? Remember your president? Right? Remember your president? Remember this?
And then my
Paul
father.
White.
When I was starving in Hollywood, I asked him if I should come home, because frankly, rock and roll was kicking my butt. In Hollywood, my father said, "Son, I've always had a vision for your career. Don't you come to Chicago. You stay there. The Lord's got..."
You stay there. You stay rocking it out and being a devil, because that's...
plans for you.
The Lord's got plans for you to be a rock star. Don't you understand it?
Don't stop.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Nobody, listen, I'm sorry, but nobody makes fun of this better than Todd Friedman.
No. Not to...
nobody.
Carbon dioxide. Diane has more on the story.
Jared Olson.
All back. Speak up for me.
For its continued...
We understand Olson...
who has her church in Florida, if and I'm not mistaken.
Nobody.
And she... I think divorced her husband. I think. Yeah. No, he was the pastor. Hold on. I'm going to get this. He was the pastor. She was the pastrix or something like that. At any rate, they ended up getting divorced. She recovered very quickly and ended up marrying Jonathan Cain, not to be confused with Jonathan Kahn. Jonathan Cain is actually the fellow from Journey. I think he plays either... does he play the piano? Neil Schon is the guitar player. Jonathan Cain plays...
I think they both are.
Okay, then. You know too much about Journey. Player. I'm a little concerned about your salvation. At any rate, Jonathan Cain...
bringing it up, and I have to keep looking it up.
From Journey, married Paula White. Now, just as...
I'm sorry. I have to show this again because Todd Friel makes fun of this better than anybody. And it cracks me up. It makes me laugh so much. Because it's true. All right? And it's because it's how people are. These charismatics are like that. And remember, it's Friday. So I have to laugh on Friday.
As we feared, they would take Journey songs and turn them into worship. Lo and behold, they did. And you're about to hear Jonathan Cain play one of those worshipful tunes. Hold on. Gets better. Play one of those worshipful tunes from Journey. With...
look, he can't stop laughing, and... this guy, Todd Friel, can't stop laughing because it is such a mockery that no true Christian would take these guys seriously.
Paula White on.
Somebody asked me, what do you think about Todd Friel? I think he doesn't use the King James Bible. I think he preaches the gospel, and I think he's a pretty good guy. But I don't agree with him in everything. But I think the man is saved, and I think he's going to be in heaven. That's what I think. I think he's wrong for not using the King James Bible, because I don't know that he uses it all the time, but I don't think he's a bad guy.
The Jim Baker Program. We are going to share this with you for as long as we can endure.
My father said, son, I've always had a vision for your career. Don't you come to Chicago. You stay there. The Lord's got plans for you. Don't stop believing.
Oh, no. Yes. Yes.
I said, okay, Dad, I won't stop. And it's a good thing I had the best old man in the world.
Yes.
Who never stopped believing in me.
Yes. Yeah. Wait, hold on.
I got the greatest God in the world who never stopped believing in me.
Amen.
Okay, let's just stop right there and all just get our stomachs under control. Jonathan Cain taking Journey's Don't Stop Believing and turning it somehow into a spiritual anthem.
Kanye did it, though, didn't he? I was supposed to be talking about feminism and female pastors or female presidents. How did I get on this? I don't know. I can't help it. All right. Here's the thing. Kanye did the same thing. He turned the song Jesus Walks all about him. And he changed it, and he's got, and he's, by the way, if you go, which I don't recommend doing, maybe I'll change the title. You know, that's the beautiful thing about this. If I want to, I could just poof, I could change the title and it's totally different now. Isn't that awesome? Right? Anyway. We'll probably get to that other stuff. But let me just add in here. Let me just add in here. Charismania. There we go. Let's just add that in there, just so people don't get thrown off. There we go. All right. Well, Kanye West is doing the same exact thing.
Now, it's been a while since I've sung along to this tune, back when I was a pagan. But let me see if I can remember the words, a testimony to the power of music. She, just a small town girl, living in a lonely world, she took the midnight train going anywhere. I think I've got that right.
Just a small town girl.
And Paula dancing like that in the background with Jimmy Baker's wife is just too insanely, like, this is the spiritual advisor to the President of the United States. Do you see how messed up we are? Does anybody else get how messed up we are? And you're all like, Trump! 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 And I'm all like, what is wrong with you people?
Do you think he's going to hit this note? Me neither.
Living in a lonely world.
You okay, Joey? That looked a little painful.
Almost as painful as having to say that I was wrong.
About him being the guitar player?
Yeah, he was the piano player.
That's okay, Joey. That's, you know, not everybody can be a talk show host and always be right.
She took the midnight train going anywhere.
This is not a good song, if I recall.
No.
Just a city boy.
Uh-oh.
Born and raised in Detroit.
That any better for you, Joey?
I mean,
he hit it.
Think about this. You're sitting here watching this, and here it is. Here's these people singing this song, and it's a worldly song, and they're trying to make, because it says believing, they're trying to make it something out of it. It's just insane.
it, but you could tell that he knew how badly he missed the first
one. Okay, now tell me, what does this have to do with believing? Nothing!
Oh no, Paul is getting into it. This is getting scary.
Oh, what happened there? What's the matter, Joey? You got a grimace face going on.
Oh, the crowd applauding when he just kind of...
mangled it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Look, Paul White is singing about a smell of wine and cheap perfume. Are you getting this? I mean, I know I've talked about this before, but it's just, it becomes more and more relevant.
Okay. Now, if you recall, the setup for this... the setup was my dad never stopped believing in me so I could become a member of Journey and marry Paula White. And my father in heaven never stopped believing in me. This has nothing to do with this.
Yeah, what does this have to do with a Christian... broadcast, a Christian broadcast by a former pastor that does this talk show that sells, I don't know, beans and bullets, whatever he sells, and magic elixir. So this guy gets in trouble for scamming, and Paula White's on his show.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait a second. I was talking, and I actually missed that myself.
Oh, that was bad.
You know, even though I just heard that, I kind of want to hear that again. Now, hold on. This gets worse. People clapping. Some look a little bit perplexed. Paula White is kind of dancing behind him, and Jim Baker looks like he wants to eat some of his stowaway food.
Don't stop believing.
That's the word, believe in it.
Hold on to that free light, street light, people.
Look at that lady. That lady's like scared. She's like, what is going on?
Okay, then, I think we get the point. What does all of this demonstrate? Well, once again, the discernment of evangelicals. It just doesn't matter. As long as it's got sort of a Christian-sounding word in it, then I guess we'll just go ahead and worship along because he gets...
Right, so get this, right, with the charismatic... And guess who's moving into this whole charismatic spotlight? Kanye West. He's moving into this whole charismatic spotlight, and... he's with these charismatic leaders. Remember I showed you, by the way, if you go to Kanye West, if you go to his Facebook page, or his YouTube page, he still has all the rank, whore, wicked videos of his wife on there. He's got all of the wicked music still on there. All of that stuff is still on there. Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. He's still doing the same stuff. Anyway, so There's your charismania. There's your charismania moment. Brought to you by Pastor Cooley. By way of Todd Friel. Let's see. All right. So, there you go. Don't stop believing, right? If it has belief in it, you're doing good, so you can sing it. How in the world did that get stuck in there? Boy, that's weird. Maybe it went that way. Nope, that's not how. All right, anyway. So let's pull that out of here. All right, I'm playing around with my microphone here. Precious charismatic moments, that's good. That's good. Okay, on to more crushing news. And here it is. Poor Elizabeth Warren. The poor Elizabeth Warren. She was really upset.
Socialist Bernie Sanders. Elizabeth Warren finally dropping out of the presidential race today. It comes after Warren had a very rough night on Super Tuesday. She couldn't even win her own state. Liz saying she's not ready to throw out an endorsement and answered some questions on whether sexism doomed her campaign.
Not today. Not today. I need more space around this. And I want to take a little time to think a little more. Gender in this race, you know, that is the trap question for every woman. If you say, yeah, there was sexism in this race, everyone says, whiner. And if you say, no, there was no sexism, about a bazillion women think, what planet do you live on?
Bernie Sanders not waiting around for Warren to back him. He's already courting her supporters.
Today, what I'm doing is reaching out to the millions of strong supporters that she had and to tell them that, you know, while Senator Warren and I had nuances of differences, we did.
We had nuances of differences. Oh, lost my headphones. Sorry. I can't stand these people. They're a bunch of devils is what they are. Okay, so, yeah, Pocahontas, which is absolutely funny, by the way. When Trump made fun of that, and when Trump, oh, man, I got to show you a funny meme. The most, oh, Babylon Bee. This is going to be great. Let's see. Hang on. Let me find it. Here it is right here. Oh, my goodness. This is absolutely hilarious. Let's look at this. Warren returns to tribe in shame after failing to take land back from the pale faces. I am sorry, my people. I have failed, she said. Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Oh, man. Okay. Anyway. Okay. Let me go on record to say that I am one of those misogynists that absolutely will never vote for a woman for president of the United States. I am one of those men that I fundamentally believe, by order of the scriptures, that no woman is qualified to be president of the United States. There you go. You could call it misogynist. Some would call it male chauvinist pig. Oink oink. Some would call it a Bible position. I call it obedience. because I do not believe, back to Bernie, I do not believe that they are qualified. I don't know. I'm not a misogynist. I used to be a massage therapist many years ago.
That there is no question that her agenda, what she fought for in the campaign, was far closer to what I am fighting for than what Joe Biden believes in. And we would welcome those supporters.
And before we get our reaction, let's just take a quick trip down memory lane.
Like anyone who's being honest with themselves, I know that I have made mistakes.
Fuck you up!
Oh, no.
I am not a tribal citizen.
I am not a tribal citizen. She said she was a... an Indian. So she took the DNA test. It was like 0.000001. So Trump calls her Pocahontas and called her a liar. I'm telling you, politics is better than the WWE. Oh, no.
Billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Well, I don't think it's very nice to call any woman a fat broad. But a butch lesbian, I've been known to say that that woman is a little bit of... I would never call him a horse face. But I probably have said butched. Hannah, we will not talk about your claimed right to collect an eagle feather when you were a child. Oh.
Am I going to get my money back? So you're going to pay for people who didn't save any money, and those of us who did the right thing get screwed.
I'm going to get me a beer.
Oh, no. That was the worst part right there. Hey, you knew she was fake right there when she announced her presidency, and she was like, I'm going to get me a beer. Can I hang with you, homies? Can I be down with the other people? Can we all be homies? Can I chill with you? Like that when you when you hear, yes, it is 2020 and it is election time, and you have to remember, I'm going to have to go through all of it. Oh, play by play through political land with Pastor Cooley. Okay, here we go. You ready? All right.
Probably going to have more than one.
That was terrible. I don't listen to these guys. I used to, but they just talk too lewd, and I won't listen to them anymore. I don't like their lewd snippets that they give in there. Anyway, so I'm done with that. I don't want to watch that guy. Okay, so Jimmy Baker, we covered that. Okay, let's move on to, oh, this was hilarious. Who thinks this is funny right here? Oh, who thinks this is absolutely funny? Oh. This is a Babylon Bee article. Having dropped out of the presidential race, Elizabeth Warren rode in solitude back to her reservation, having failed to take the land back from the pale faces. I am sorry, my people. I have failed, she said somberly, a single tear rolling down her cheek. The white man still holds our land, and the very trees cry out against them. May Great Spirit grant us another chance in four harvests. The Cherokee people looked confused, and she clarified that means years, according to the Indian talk book. Oh, no. Oh, that's funny. Oh, no, she's not senile. She just... The Cherokee people look confused. I'm sorry, I couldn't stop laughing. So she clarified, that means years according to the Indian talk book I picked up. Oh, man. Okay. Warren, the Cherokee expressed mixed emotions at seeing Warren return from who are you to how many times do we have to tell you that you're not going to play some slots at the casino that you're going to need to leave? Warren nodded, accepting her banishment from her once great place among the Cherokee people. I accept my punishment and vow never to return until the sun once again never sets on the Cherokee Nation. As I depart, let me simply ask you if you have ever heard the wolf cry to the blue corn moon, or ask the grinning bobcat why he grins. Wait, now you're just quoting Pocahontas, one tribal security guard said. All right, lady, let's go. The buffet is having crab legs tonight, but other than that, you're going to have to scram. At publishing time, Warren had sought advice from Grandmother Willow as to who it is that she should endorse. Oh, man. That is funny. Okay. Rachel Maddow. She's on this. Here she's on Elizabeth Warren. This is the whole issue here. See, what they use is feminism. They use feminism to try to shame men into voting for women. That's what they do. So then if you don't vote for a woman, then you're obviously against women. Well, I'm against women taking roles that God never gave them to take. I'm absolutely against that. Sure I am. The problem is there's not enough men that will stand up and say, no, I don't like that, because they're afraid of what women will think. They're afraid of what women are going to think. Men are deathly afraid of women in this country. They are absolutely, especially with the rise of the Me Too movement, when they can get accused of anything. That's right, they hate the patriarchy. And I say, up with the patriarchy. Right? That's what I say. Why? Because it's biblical. That is God's order. And see, here's the thing. I'm going to tell you the reason why a woman hasn't been president yet. There's two reasons. And these are the only two ways. Well, there's two reasons why a woman hasn't been president yet. Number one, there's still enough men in America that really don't want to vote for a woman that's going to scream at them for 4 years. That's the first thing. That's the first reason. Because if a man has an option, he will never vote for a woman to yell at him. I'm just telling you right now. Right? Look what Solomon said. Solomon said, he said, it is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. Solomon knew, and I suspect it had something to do with his 700 mother-in-laws, I can't prove that. Anyway, the second one is, it is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop. Oh, it's the same verse, actually, with a brawling woman in a White House. And in a White House. Oh, this one adds the and in there. The brawling woman. How about this one? Here we go. It is better to dwell in the wilderness. Okay, are you following me? Solomon's like, put me in the wilderness to get me away from this contentious and angry woman. Put me in the wilderness. You know what happens in the wilderness, right? Desolation, 40 years of trial, wandering around the wilderness. Well, Solomon says, look, it's better. Excuse me. It is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and an angry woman. Look at this. Look what he says here. A continual dropping in a very rainy day and a contentious woman are alike. A continual dropping. The moral of that story, the moral of that story is that you should not nag your husband. That's the moral of the story. Okay, so that's the first reason I said. You know what the second reason was, is? Here's the second reason, okay? You ready? All right. Hang on, let me get comfortable here. The second reason is there hasn't been an attractive enough one yet. That's why. Because Americans are completely superficial. And if the woman looks good enough, they'd probably vote for her. I'm not kidding. They probably would. Because we are that superficial in America. That's just it. That's why. I mean, okay, take Hillary. Nobody was really going to want Hillary to be president. Nobody wanted to hear an ugly witch scream at them. A nasty woman like Trump called her. Nasty. Nasty woman. So, that's the reason why. Is it feminism? Or is it misogyny? Is it, are men sexist? Yes, they are. You see, God actually made men to be sexist when it comes to that, for what they call sexism. God made men to be that way. See, God made men to not to desire women to rule over them, because he created them the other way, that men would rule over women. That's how God created man. So, with that being the case, it is very natural for men not to want to vote for a female. I mean, it is natural. That's just how men are. And even some women. A lot of women. Because when it's all said and done behind the scenes, really they like strong men. They just do. And people might ask me, okay, so what would you do if a staunch conservative woman was up there and against Bernie Sanders? I wouldn't vote for anybody. I wouldn't vote for anyone then. Or I'd write in a vote. But I wouldn't vote for the woman. I just don't believe it's right. I didn't even vote for female senators and all that. I saw their names on the ballot and they were conservative. I did vote for senators and local offices here. But I couldn't get myself to vote for the woman. I just couldn't. It's against everything that I believe. It's literally against everything that I believe. Contrary to Journey telling me, don't stop believing. I'm just kidding. Anyway, so they play that card. It's a death knell for future female POTUS. And then, of course, what they say is, the hardest part are those little girls that have to wait 4 more years. For what? So you could teach them not to be a lady, not to be submissive, not to be what God intended you to be? See, I don't look at my daughters and say, you can be whatever you want to be. Because I don't believe that. I don't believe they can ever be boys. I don't believe they can ever be biblical leaders and heads of family. I don't believe they can be those things. Neither am I training them to be those things. Somebody asked you, Pastor Kula, will you be voting in the upcoming U.S. elections? And what biblical principles can Christians use in choosing candidates? Probably not going to vote for president. Probably not. I probably will vote for senators. I probably will vote for House reps, things like that. You know. See, I'm old school. I really go all the way back to the fact that where America made its greatest mistake was letting women vote. Because there would not be ever have been a Bill Clinton without women. You know, so there wouldn't have been. Bill Clinton was ushered in by women. So I think that was a mistake. I think it was the changing of our nation. I think the women's suffrage movement, if you go back and listen to my, let's see if I can find it here. The evil fruit of feminism, the menace of feminism. Oh, you want to know one of my favorite sermons? Man, I was such a nice guy in this sermon, too. was this one right here.
Turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 3. And we're going to talk about, what about Deborah? And other silly excuses women use to pastor to usurp authority.
Who loves that title? Who loves that title, huh? Somebody asked the question, wait, why shouldn't women vote? My question is, wait, why should they?
So, the first message, I hope I explained enough of that. It's pretty simple. I mean, you can only explain the same thing so much before you know, the hearer just doesn't want to hear it, right? But, what's that? It is, isn't it? So, I don't know if they skip this in the NIV or the modern versions or what they do with this verse. They don't like this verse, I don't think, in Isaiah chapter 3. And I don't think you'll ever hear it. There's a few verses that you'll never hear women preachers preach about. The ones we just covered in the first hour. Okay, and this one right here. You probably will not hear them preach about such things, okay? Isaiah chapter 3, verse number 12. As for my people, children are their oppressors. Boy, that's interesting, isn't it? Because you're coming up to a time also in this nation right now to where what they want to do, children are going to kill their parents through euthanasia and other things like that, through just putting them to death. We don't want to pay for a nursing home. It's like Bill Gates said, right? Well, I mean, do we pay for the old lady that's dying of cancer, or do we, you know, pay for a teacher? As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. You know, this doesn't look like it's a good light that God is showing this in, does it? In fact, it's a shame is what it is. He is shaming them with this. He is showing
this sermon answers the Deborah question. This sermon answers the what about Deborah and other silly excuses women use to usurp authority over men. Yeah. So if you haven't heard that sermon, you ought to go listen to that one. That's a treat right there. And who could forget this old classic? Are you a brawling, angry, or contentious woman? Oh, that's a wonderful title. How about this one? Wow, that one's got a lot of downloads. I haven't been keeping track of these at all. Huh. Biblical Feminism, Woman's True Work. Another classic. Oh, here's one. I forgot I did these in 2017. I mean, I didn't forget, but I mean, I'm remembering that I did those in 2017. Feminism Infiltrates the Church. Check out that title, The Evolution of Eve. Look at that, 162 minutes. Holy buckets! That's 2 hours and 40 minutes! And it has that many downloads on it. Can you believe that? The Evil Fruit of Feminism, Eugenics. Boy, a lot of people listen to that series. I didn't realize that. Oh, good. Praise the Lord. Anyway, so there you go. All right. So, if you want to understand feminism better, if you would like to make all your friends mad at you, send them that sermon. And they'll be sure to be angry with you. I'm absolutely sure of that. I'm absolutely sure of that. So, but you know what? That's reality. That's the way it goes. That is the way it goes. But they will use any card they possibly can to kind of push a man. But here's going to be the real test. Here's what you're going to see as the real test. Sometime it's going to happen. I mean, it's really going to happen in the forefront. All right? That the leader of the Republican Party is going to be a woman. All right? The leader of the Republican Party sometime is going to be a woman. And they're going to all get behind this woman. And when they do, all the evangelical pastors are going to get behind this woman. And then it's going to be called out as to exactly where these guys stand. They're going to be like, but abortion, but this issue, but that issue, but this issue, or that issue. And it's all going to trump God's simple order. It's all going to trump God's simple order. That's what they're going to do with it. Pelosi here, she says, element of misogyny and racism, Warren becomes latest female candidate to bow out. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she is encouraged by the ideological debates within the Democratic Party, but lamented not having a female candidate in the general election. Oh, sad. So, so very sad. As if it wasn't bad enough to have a wicked witch in the House. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she encouraged that. Pelosi said during a Thursday press conference that there were great candidates touting Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar, but hypothesized as to why they came up short. I do think that there's a certain element of misogyny that is there, and some of it isn't really mean-spirited. It just isn't their experience, Pelosi said. She claimed that some people have their own insecurities that prevent them from voting for a woman. I don't have any insecurities about it, lady. I'm not insecure about it. I think you're a raging Jezebel. I think you're a witch that flies on a broom. I think you drink blood. That's what I think you people do, okay? I think you're a bunch of devilish witches. And I think it's an absolute rot gut shame that that Republicans are running women all over the place. I think they're a bunch of cowards. I think they're spineless for doing it. I think they're pitiful men. That's what I think. Pitiful. By the way, look. Don't believe me? This is coming. Watch this. Look who's the head of the Republican Party. She's the head of the Republican Party. A woman is the head of the Republican Party. Look who she is. Was born as Ronna Romney. McDaniel is the third of five children born to Ronna Stern Romney and Scott Romney, the older brother of Mitt Romney. She is the granddaughter of the three-term Michigan governor, George W. Romney. See? And a Mormon, huh? So, think about this. So here's the head of the Republican Party. The chair of the Republican National Committee is a woman. Well, let's see. No, I think, let's see, president of the, I think she's the main spokesman. Let's see, the president of the NRA. Yeah, here it is. Oh, there's 65 NRA presidents. I think she's the American spokesperson. That's her. He's the big boss. But why are all these women running everything? Why are all these women running everything? In all these key places, women are running everything. Because it's feminism, that's why. It's just feminism. And it's feminism running amok everywhere. That's the way it is. She says, every time I get introduced as the most powerful woman, she said, I almost cry because I'm thinking I wish that were not true. I so wish that we had a woman president of the United States, and we came very close to doing that. Warren also, let's see, I do think there's a certain element of misogyny that's there. See, that's the excuse that people use. Well, you know, you're a misogynist, right? You're a misogynist because you don't want a woman. Right? That's what you are. Well, and you're insecure. No, I think men ought to do man jobs and women ought to do what God made women to do. I still believe that. Who looks like a dude in drag? Carl, you think everybody's probably in drag. There's like certain people that, Carl, triggered, you just triggered something. You just triggered the no-eyed laws. The no-eyed laws. From my mommy's basement. The grandest conspiracy of all. The no-eyed laws. They're real. Just like the flat earth. And everybody's a tranny. The no-eyed laws. Carl just triggered it. He just triggered it. Let me get my hat straight here. Let me try to get it straight. Oh, I can't get it straight. Let's see. Is that way? Okay, that way. The no-eyed laws. Do you believe in the no-eyed laws? Carl did it. Yeah, just like Jennifer Aniston. All these women are really men. And all... Oh, my goodness. Oh. I can't stand that whole people that do videos. People that do entire videos. Seriously, do videos. And say, look, they're all trannies. Every single one of them is a tranny. Yeah, but we have their birth certificate right here. And I mean, they're all trannies. Your mom's a tranny. Everybody's a tranny. And I'm just like, please stop. Please, please stop. Like, you're the kind of people that see a bar of soap in your bathroom and you actually think there's a devil in, like there's an image of something in your bar of soap. Stop it. Stop doing that. Nobody's gonna believe anything you say. Stop it. Oh my goodness. Joe, I'm telling you, it's like, oh, stop. I saw a video that showed how Angelina Jolie is a shape-shifting reptilian. Stop. Oh, I hate it. I can't stand it when people do it. I'm like, stop it. It's like the no-eyed laws, the flat earth, and everybody's a tranny. I'm going to make a video sometime. Carl Winters. And put the semicolons there, you know? No-eyed laws, flat earth, and everybody's a tranny. It's like a bad episode of Jerry Springer that never ends. That's what it's like. Okay, I'm going to try to move on. I'm going to keep going here. Back to my article here. Oh, no, Carl. I'm going to ask Maria, whatever her last name is. Sorry, Mary. I don't remember your last name. I'm going to ask her, does Carl sit around and watch videos and go, tranny, 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 no-eyed tranny, tranny? I just want to know if that's you. I want to find out if you sit around watching videos going, tranny. New-eyed tranny, flat earth tranny, all trannies. I just want to know if that's happening. That's all. I want to know. Anyway, okay. At the same time, Warren also pointed to sexism as a possible factor in Democratic base essentially boiling down to two men. Hawaii Rep. Tulsi Gabbard is still in the race as the sole female candidate, but she has secured just one delegate in the primaries. Delegate. Thus far, after failing to qualify for the most recent debates. At the same time, Pelosi said she believes that the American people are ready for a female president. And said she was surprised that the U.S. has a female Speaker of the House before having a female president. Well, it is a downright shame, of course. I mean, it's embarrassing. I mean, I'm embarrassed that we have a female Speaker of the House. Mary is clapping, which leads me to believe that no-eyed Carl is pointing out trannies in videos to Mary while he's sitting there watching them. Hey, Mary, check out the tranny. Look, Mary. Brad Pitt is a tranny. Look. Am I right? Am I right? Am I? Am I getting warmer? Come on, Mary, tell me the truth. Okay. Anyway, I knew it, Starford. You do that, don't you? You people sit around watching. Tranny. That's a tranny. I can't stand that. All right, anyway. It's almost as bad as when people send me 1,000 Flat Earth videos. Okay. Pelosi said she expected the general public to have been more ready than members of Congress to have a woman in charge. Really? Because I don't think so. Every time I get introduced as the most powerful woman, I almost cry. I do too. I happen to agree with her. I almost cry too. Every time I have to see her and listen to her, I almost cry. Looking to the remaining frontrunners, Pelosi was quick to brush aside the notion that she is concerned about the polarization of the party, now represented by the Democratic Socialist Sanders and the establishment candidate Biden. I'm encouraged by the debate that is taking place, that I hope will take place now with clarity between two people. Here's the one thing I'm so proud to be a Democrat, because to be a Democrat is to respect other opinions. You liars! She said, adding that our diversity is our strength, but our unity is our power. Aw, Mary told the truth! Mary told the truth. I knew it. How did I knew it was? It was new-eyed Carl. Giving the stink eye, the one eye, to the trannies on there and being like, there's trannies in that video, Mary. Let me break this video down for you. It's almost like you think I'm in the room because I know that so well. Right, Carl? You're like, how does Pastor know I do that? How does he know I do that? How does he know I do that, right, Carl? You're wondering, right? You're like, how does he know I do that? All right. Here's the thing. I'm so proud to be a Democrat. I'm not. Pelosi pointed out that differences within the party are small compared to the chasm between them and President Trump. When Warren announced the suspension of her campaign Thursday, she said she entered the race believing there could be a middle lane between the progressive and establishment wing of the party and was disappointed that this was not the case. You're right about that, Andrea, because when you look at too much of it, it just warps your brain. Look what happened to Alex Jones. That guy really got warped. Okay, let's see here. Let me go back. Let's see. All right, let me see here. See? How about a song? That's what we'll do. Oops, wrong one. There we go. There we go. Let's see. I like this song, even though I don't like who sings it.
Get close.
Oh, I hate advertisements. Let's do this. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, skip the ad.
Master, the tempest is raging, the billows are tossing high. The sky is o'shadowed with blackness, no shelter or help is nigh. Carest thou not that we perish, how canst thou lie asleep? When each moment so madly is threatening, the grave and the angry deep. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace, 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 peace. whether the wrath of the storms on sea, or demons or men or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all just freely obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all just freely obey thy will. Peace, peace be still. Master, with anguish of spirit, I bow in my grief today. The depths of my sad heart are troubled. Awaken and save, I pray. Torrents of sin and of anguish sweep o'er my sinking soul. And I perish, dear Master. Oh, hasten and take control. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace, be still, be still. Whether the wrath of the storms I'll see, or demons or men or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, be still, peace, be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, peace, be still. Master, the terror is over, the elements sweetly rest. The sun in the calm lake is mirrored, and heaven's within my breast. Linger, O blessed Redeemer, leave me alone no more. And with joy I shall make the blessed harbor, and rest on the blissful shore. The winds and the waves shall obey thy will. Peace, be still, be still, be still. Whether the wrath of the storms on sea, or demons or men or whatever it be, no waters can swallow the ship where lies the master of ocean and earth and skies. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace be still, peace be still. They all shall sweetly obey thy will. Peace, peace be still.
Wow, I'll tell you what, man, it's getting crazier and crazier out there. As you look at the apostasy that has taken place. Oh, by the way, I should mention this right here, because sadly, I hate to say I told you so, but I told you so. Wisconsin school discovers transgender bathroom idea was dumb after child molested. According to some SBC seminar professors, accommodating transgenders with various restroom policies, as opposed to simply acknowledging that transgender is insanity, is as commonsensical as it is refreshing. But one school in Wisconsin learned the hard way that accommodating madness was less than commonsensical. Last week, an 18-year-old high school student was arrested on charges of molesting a minor inside of a transgender accommodating restroom. Austin Sauer, a student at Rhinelander High School, is facing charges of child enticement, fourth-degree sexual assault, and exposing genitals to a child. So then the school has decided to close down the transgender restroom. The Family Research Council has compiled a list of 21 incidents that have happened because of the transgender accommodation laws enacted around the country. That it takes a case of child sexual assault to undo the insanity around these stupid laws and accommodations of derangement syndrome and self-delusional mental illness in itself is maddening. Yep. Yep. That is what these evil people want. You're absolutely right. That is what they want. But, I mean, it's surprising they're all having, like, gay day here, because former pastor at Flagship Southern Baptist Church in Georgia marries another man. Wow. Wow. Little did the unsuspecting congregation know Blankenship was a sexually confused homosexual who would rather sodomize or be sodomized by another man. Eventually, in June 2019, he carried out his fantasy and married another man, which is absolutely disgusting and gross, but he did it anyway. There you go, infiltrating all the churches. If you accept sin, this is what happens. That's why sin must be rejected. All sin, all fornication and sin must be rejected. Let's see, I saw another one here that was a little surprising, actually. Here it is. Okay. The movement invades the Mennonite churches. Pastor's Shift is a gay Christianity conference held by a ministry called Lead Them Home that seeks to change how the church views homosexuality and pushes for fully inclusivity of gays, lesbians, and other sexually confused individuals. Many of the Pastor's Shift speakers and team overlap with the Revoice Conference, and one conference is even held at the Southern Baptist Church. While the ministry claims, according to their website, to hold a biblical ethic on sexuality and marriage, the notion that they actually practice what they preach is clearly absurd. For example, look at Leslie Hudson Reynolds, the ministry's gender identity ministry director. A simple glance at her shows she doesn't hold the biblical worldview. Look. We should remind them. I suppose, you know, every so often, we should do this as a public service announcement.
Searching for a beach vacation.
Let's see here. Let me move this over here. Move that there. Move that there.
Television just to watch the evening news, and what I saw on there made me want to crawl right through the tube, cause they were talking about this wedding, but they only showed two men, so I fired off a little email with some words just for them. Come on down to the farm, come on out to the barn, you won't find two roosters walking arm in arm. They couldn't make no chicken, they don't lay no eggs to hatch. When God said love your brother, I don't think he meant like that.
Now, Carl, I guarantee you down on the farm, there ain't no trannies down there, Carl. You understand that?
That little email, I began to tell them how two mares can't make a stallion, two bulls can't make a cow. It takes a male and a female for the species to go on, and there'll be no reproduction if the plumbing is all wrong. So come on down to the farm, come on out to the barn, you won't find two roosters walking arm in arm. They couldn't make no chicken, they don't lay no eggs to hatch. When God said love your brother, I don't think you meant like that. We used to teach our children all about the birds and the bees. Now the world keeps telling them You can do anything you please. We need to get back to the Bible, back to the gospel of truth. 'Cause a million happy roosters won't make a single chicken. So come on down to the farm, come on out to the barn. You won't find two roosters walking arm in arm. They couldn't make no chicken, they don't lay no eggs to hatch. When God says love your brother, I don't think he meant like that. When God says love your brother,
you know, that reminds me of something, if I can get to it. Let's see here. Here it is right here. Now, see, this used to be kind of normal before America got so twisted.
Lieutenant Williams, a police officer attached to the juvenile division. I'm on my way to Monroe Junior High School to talk to a group of young people. That looks innocent enough, doesn't it? Lots of young people hitchhike. Seems like a good way to get from one place to another. But sometimes there are dangers involved that never meet the eye. Let's take the case of Jimmy Barnes. Jimmy played baseball all afternoon and he didn't feel like walking home, so he decided to thumb a ride. He'd done it 100 times before, and he didn't think anything was unusual when the driver struck up a friendly conversation. In fact, he seemed like a real nice guy. He asked Jimmy if he played baseball in the park often. Jimmy told him they practiced 3 times a week and played a rival group on Friday afternoon. The stranger was a good listener, too, and it only seemed minutes before they pulled up in front of Jimmy's house. When Jimmy got out, the stranger gave him a friendly pat. Then he told him he'd see him again, as he always drove by the park on his way home.
Oh, that guy has the creepy stash going on. You know something's up with that guy. With the creepy stash going on.
Sure enough, the following day when Jimmy finished playing ball, well, the man was there waiting. Stopped at a drive-in, and the stranger treated him to a Coke. During their conversation, he told several off-color jokes, but Jimmy had heard others before, and, well, it made him feel big to so easily win the confidence of an older person. Saturday, they went fishing together. By now, they were using first names. Ralph said it was more friendly.
So basically what they're doing is they're teaching you what is... Yeah, he's just grooming the kid, Lisa. That's exactly what I was saying. That's what he's doing. You know, and not everybody out there is like that. There's some good, decent men out there that, you know, weren't like that. I mean, not everybody was like that. There's grandpa types. I mean, I grew up with a guy that was older down the street, a neighbor. My brother and I hung out with him, and he was a great guy. He's a normal guy. He owned Springfield Armory. Or he worked at Springfield Armory. He owned Rock Island Armory. He was a great man. Still a good guy. And I mean, so not everybody's like that. My Uncle George was a good guy. He never had any kids of his own because my aunt couldn't have children. And he would, be good and take care of, and be kind to kids and stuff like that. But he never hurt anybody or anything like that. But this was here.
But, well, he was curious. What Jimmy didn't know was that Ralph was sick. A sickness that was not visible like smallpox, but no less dangerous and contagious. A sickness of the mind. You see, Ralph was a homosexual. A person who demands an intimate relationship with members of their own sex. But by now, Jimmy felt a fondness for Ralph, and they continued to go places together. Ralph was generous and took Jimmy many interesting places and did many nice things for him.
So what he said was he was a sick person. There was something wrong with his mind. Right? There was something wrong with his mind. He was a sick person. I like it. This video goes, one never knows when the homosexual is about. So anyway, but the point of that is that that was that was what happened. Now, speaking of the bathroom battle, who remembers this? Carl mentioned this.
You're talking about what bathroom somebody is supposed to go to. You know, which bathroom they need to go to. It's just, to me, it's unbelievable. I can't imagine that we have gone that far. I mean, would you ever thought about it 15 years ago that a preacher would even have to preach a sermon like this? I mean, just to deal with this. But we got here some way, though, okay? Somehow we got here. We're going to look at how we got here with that in this nation. But also, we're going to look at what is really the end game here. What is the goal of this? What is the goal of this of these people, and what are they trying to really do and accomplish? And I think that after I'm done, I think you'll understand. It's funny. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning or something like that on Friday, and I put this together at that time, and I was up to like 2 a.m. and everything just started flowing, and I just was like, okay, well, I'm not going to bed now. I'm just going to finish this, and I just kept going with it, and I finished it at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it really made a lot of sense to me as far as where we're at today.
Right. Yep. Right.
Amen?
Hey, guys.
Hey, I didn't write it. I'm just preaching it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, yep.
It is absolutely confused.
Right. Not you.
And the perversion is getting stronger.
Amen.
So you got to choose sides.
Amen.
You choose sides.
Wow, it's really weird to hear people say amen that are no longer here. But anyway. So there you go. Listen to that. I dealt with that issue back in 2016. And I said this was coming, that this stuff was going to happen. You know, that this stuff was going to go on. It was going to happen. So, anyway. So no surprise there, right? All right. Well, let me take some questions here. In the meantime here, somebody said they had a question. Andrea said... she had a question, so we'll get to a question here.
energy gets you through your on-the-go life. Now it comes in two delicious tropical flavors that can take you to a whole new on-the-go experience. Try them both.
Okay, Jenna says, hello, I have another question. If a person wants their child to have a great time to go on a trip somewhere for being good all the time, is it okay to go to a theme park as long as it doesn't have anything to do with magic or animal characters or spirits and then they can talk? And is it a sin to even ride a roller? No, it's not a sin to ride a roller coaster. No, I think there's parks and places you can go to that don't have those type of things. I would stay away from Disney just because I don't support Disney and I think they're wicked as hell. But anyway, Andrea said, yes, my friend gave birth to a beautiful boy, but he was born with severe abnormalities. Okay. She was born with a uterus, but has the outside physical characteristics of a boy. Her and her husband are really struggling. I don't know how to deal with this. Wow. That's one of those abnormalities that doesn't happen very often at all. And I think you'd be better off talking to a doctor about that and trying to figure that out. I haven't heard that happen very much, so I'm not sure about that. Yeah, I don't know about that one. I'd have to look into that and I think I'd have to have more information about that to kind of understand that situation a little bit better. About how you would go about that. You know, that would be something for a Christian doctor to talk to them about that, I think. Oh, brother. There's always got to be a dum-dum in the mix. George Thompson says, question, Daniel chapter 10, the talk about the prince of Persia, the prince of Greece, and Israel's prince. Yes, I believe each nation or territory has different princes or angels over them. So, yes. I think they could find out right through genetic testing what exactly the child is, you know, from that standpoint. So, I think that's what I would recommend them do. That's what I would tell them to do, is have it genetically tested. Because the genetics aren't going to lie. It is what it is. Whatever abnormalities took place, you know, which is kind of weird, but whatever did take place. I just answered your question, Jenna. I just answered it. You asked about a trip, and I told you that no, not all of them are bad. I would stay away from Disney and the ones that support Disney and all that kind of stuff. Huh. Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of weird. It was probably a twin that was enveloped by the male gene, is what my wife said. How are you being persecuted from coming to my channel? Cat lady, how are you being persecuted? The deacon at my church suggested that I should avoid a non-Christian pediatrician for my infant son at all costs. Would you agree with that? I'm just cautious about them pushing vaccines. Well, I don't really go to a doctor that much anyway. I mean, we have insurance and all that, but we don't go to the doctors that much for anything. We did all home births for the last three children that we had, that we've had. So we don't really do a whole lot of that, and they've never had any vaccines. But there are pediatricians out there that aren't necessarily Christians. Cat lady is moon pie. Well, why is she saying that she's being like mistreated? I don't understand what she means by that. Why do they have like two different names on here or what? I don't know. I would just be careful, Steven. I would just be careful. Any sermon recommendations for Be Separate? Yeah, I've got a bunch of them. Just type in separation and go to my sermon audio page and you'll find all that there. Wow. Mike, is there like a bunch of trolls coming on here or what? Well, the only reason for the pediatrician is that because my son was born in the hospital, child protection can come after you. Wow, they can't do that here. I've never heard of that before. They can't do that here in Minnesota. They don't make you do that here. I've never heard of that unless that's a Florida law. My wife said, Andrea, that the doctor would say it's parasitic. It's a parasitic twin. The ultrasound would tell if there is plumbing for a boy or a girl. So, Did your wife have a midwife to help her at home? Yes. Yep, we have a midwife. Absolutely. Well, let's see if there's anything else. Oh, Peter 2.0. Let's go there. Here's his Twitter page right here. Okay, this is an update on Peter 2.0. Okay. No, I've never heard of that before, but I don't know. You have to research it in your state, Stephen. You have to research that in your state, but that might be your anxiety talking. All right, Peter 2.0, Doctor, let me present the amazing John Palmer, he says. Let's go back into the Wayback Machine here. And go back to November. Let's see. This was before, this was his last post as Peter 1.0. Tomorrow, trade my voice for potential decades of life. As we complete the final medical procedure for my transition to full cyborg. The month I was told statistically I would be dead. I'm not dying, I'm transforming. Oh, how I love science. So here we go. Peter 2.0 is now online. Just home from 24 days in intensive care. All medical procedures now complete and a huge success. My mini ventilator keeping me breathing is a lot quieter than Darth Vader's. All speech is synthetic, but at last sounds like me again. Long research road ahead, but in great spirits. My full cyborg quadostomy. Input air via respiration tube fed by electronic ventilation. Pump located behind wheelchair. Food and drink via feeding tube controlled by electronic feeding pump located behind wheelchair. Liquid waste via catheter into the disposal bag hidden in wheelchair. Output, number two, solid waste into odor-free disposal bag hidden under clothing. Now replumbed as a cyborg. Four tubes will keep me alive long after I become fully paralyzed. Apart from my eyes, which will still move, my body's sole function will then be to sustain my brain. This first transition has not been so much based on medical science as engineering. Another exciting video call with mega corporations and Intel Plus, other key individuals researching on behalf of the Scott Morgan Foundation. It will take years to reach our goals, but here are my feelings. I'm not dying, I'm transforming. Oxford Medical Case Reports just published a medical paper about the groundbreaking operation I had last year. We all deserve the right to thrive, he said. He is celebrating humanity, says how amazing humanity is. Each of us alone, pretty significant. Boy, is that ever weird looking. Man, is he ever spooky looking. You look inside and you wonder what's in, what's like it's dead. The greatest gift is to have a future. People ask why I'm doing what I'm doing. That's my answer. As those of us with extreme disability faces the hopes and fears of new decades, it's worth remembering that everyone gets a chance to help define the 2020. Let's change the world. So, as he fully transitions into that, that's what he's doing. Fully transitioning into that. So, doesn't talk a lot about it as far as how it practically it doesn't really say like how that all is working, but I guess we'll find out. He does look creepy for sure. Well, listen, I'm about ready to get out of here. I got to get some stuff done here today. So I'm about ready to go here. I got a busy day. I got to get some stuff done. But if anybody doesn't have, if there's no more questions, I'm going to take off here for the day. And I have a busy day tomorrow, and then, of course, Sunday is my busiest day of the week. So, always something to do, amen? Yeah, terrible. Mike's busy with the wrench today. Yeah, the guy does look scary. He looks as scary as a no-eyed law and a flat earth mixed with a tranny. That guy truly is a tranny. Yep, everybody have a good day, and we'll see you again on, we'll see you again on Monday. Would anyone want that? Ugh, no. Mike C! By the way, thank you for those that have sent in gifts and given to the ministry. It's much needed. I appreciate it. It's a blessing. It's a big help. We always come around the first of the month. We always have a ton of bills due. It's just everything for the ministry just kind of comes due. So I'm thankful that folks give and send checks and send PayPal and stuff like that to be a blessing to us. And I really do appreciate that. Thank you for thinking of us. You know, for sure. But anyway, God bless you all. And we will talk to you very, very soon on Monday, Lord willing. And we'll be tomorrow. I'll be Sunday. I'll be preaching again, Psalm 23, verse 1, the second part of verse 1. We'll be continuing with the keeping of kids, and this week we're going to deal with the rod of correction, proper use of the rod. We're going to deal with that. And that'll be on, and then I'll also deal with the Baptist distinctive individual soul liberty, or soul liberty as it's called, which is a Baptist distinctive as we march forward to get through, to teach all through all the good doctrinal teachings of the Baptist distinctive, so we get to the history of Baptist. So look forward to that. And we will talk to you soon.